like to offer a guided meditation on Tonglen. Tonglen is a practice which comes from Tibetan tradition, Mahayana tradition. It's actually from the Lajong teachings. Lajong means mind training, and in Tibetan, and it's a very pith teaching on compassion, that receiving and giving ride on the breath. And in the practice of Tonglen, we're learning to open our hearts with compassion to the pain of others as well as ourselves, and to send out healing, love, light, soothing energy, whatever it is. It's a creative a creative meditation process in which we're always connecting with the heart and opening the heart to others. So so I'm going to go over a few points from Pema Chodron. She's really a very, if you're familiar with her, she's a very wonderful teacher in the Tibetan tradition of this practice, of many practices. So she begins her teaching on Tonglen saying that in order to have compassion for others, we need to have compassion for ourselves. And in particular, to care about other people who are fearful, angry, jealous, overpowered by addictions of all kinds, arrogant, proud, miserly, selfish, mean, you name it, to have compassion, to care for these people, means not to run from the pain of finding these things in ourselves. In fact, one's whole attitude toward pain can change. Instead of fending it off and hiding from it, we could open our hearts and allow ourselves to feel that pain, feel it as something that will soften and purify us and make us more loving and kind. So we can begin the practice. Traditionally, the practice actually is done by ringing a bell, and in the ringing of the bell to open the heart, to just in that sound of the bell to create a kind of openness, a space. Stops the thoughts, and just we can be present and open-hearted. And breathing into the heart, and I'll say that what I'm going to describe now is kind of the way I've developed the practice for myself. Because it just made sense to me, and I'll just offer it to you if it feels appropriate for you. That in breathing into the heart, we can breathe actually through the heart. Breathing into the heart, connecting with the breath and breathing through the heart into the ocean of wisdom, the ocean of compassion in which we are immersed. And as we breathe through into that and then breathe out, our out-breath is also coming from that vastness, that vast ocean of life, that vast ocean of compassion in which we are held. And we can begin the practice by thinking of somebody we know perhaps, who is in pain, who is suffering. And breathing in, say if it's a child who's frightened, who's in some difficulty, and we want to help that child feel safe, we want that child to feel loved. And so we want to remove the pain from that child, the confusion. And so we're breathing in the suffering of that child and breathing it into our hearts and breathing it through and letting it be received in the vastness of the heart of the Buddha, the vastness of compassion. And as we breathe out, drawing from that vastness and breathing out to this child, love, caring, safety, relief, light, whatever feels like you'd like to offer, happiness. And now it may happen that as you are breathing in the pain of that child and breathing out, you might find that within yourself it's triggered or awakened pushed somehow, some fear within yourself or some resistance or some self-protectiveness, maybe from an old memory or... who knows? It's just there. It's coming up, and so now we can, if that occurs at any point, now or later on in the practice, you can just switch the breathing in the pain of another to breathing in your own pain, your own suffering, your own fear, your own confusion. And breathing that through. And then breathing back from this vastness into your whole body and mind and sending relief and kindness and care, compassion to yourself. And as you send this caring, this light, this healing, this perhaps coolness or soothing quality, soothing energy, you can bring to mind others who in this moment are also feeling what just arose in you. Fear, anxiety, self-protectiveness, feeling unsafe, resistance, whatever it may be. And you can include them as you breathe in for yourself. You can include others who are also feeling the same kind of reactivity, the same kind of suffering. now bring to mind someone that you know, somebody that you or that you know of who is suffering. It could be from sickness, it could be from loneliness, it could be from some physical pain or mental pain or anguish, or some illness, physical or mental. It could be from being separated from loved ones, being exiled, losing their home, losing a job or somebody that they love. Any set of conditions that is an occasion for suffering. And as you bring them to mind, you might connect with them, kind of visualizing them or just having a sense of their presence, and opening your heart to the way that they are experiencing suffering. And as compassion awakens in you, even if it's just the intention to feel compassion, even if your heart doesn't feel very open right now, just bring that intention to care, to be there, to not turn away from their suffering, and breathe in, you know, in a way wanting to lift their suffering from them, and breathe it into your heart and through your heart. Through your heart and to the vastness of the heart of the Buddha within which we are held. And breathing out, sending healing, lightness, coolness, release, comfort, joy, whatever you feel would relieve their suffering, would be a healing balm for them in this time of need. And perhaps as you breathe in through your heart, you might find that your heart quivers in a kind of a resonance with the pain and the suffering of that person. And at the same time, there's a sense of spaciousness that you can receive it and breathe it through. And if you find that if you feel tight and claustrophobic and reactive, and it feels overwhelming, then turn toward that sense of being overwhelmed, or it's too much, or I can't, or I'm afraid, and breathe that in, and breathe out compassion and kindness and comfort to yourself. And bringing in an awareness that others too react to pain, react to suffering in that way, feel overwhelmed, feel They want to turn away, that they can't be with it. Feel frightened and bring them in to this receiving and giving. And bring to mind one more person that you would like to help them in their pain. You'd like to relieve them of their suffering and move through the same process with that person. And now bring to mind some part of the world where there's some suffering, some difficulty, some violence, or some disaster, where people perhaps have needed to flee for their safety. Or perhaps their homes have been destroyed. And bringing to mind these people and also the other non-human creatures that inhabit that place, who are also frightened, dying, hurt. And opening our hearts to that immensity of suffering. Opening our hearts to perhaps what feels too big to take in, but just really trusting as we breathe through into the vastness of compassion and wisdom in which we are immersed. And breathing through, breathing back out compassion, healing, peace, light, coolness. And if it feels overwhelming, turning toward that feeling of being overwhelmed, or that the fear or whatever it is that's blocking the compassion, the capacity to be open-hearted. Holding yourself in that, with that same compassion, that same love, that same care and commitment to not turn away. And allowing your heart, your mind to connect with different places in the world where they're suffering. Places that call your attention to want to open to the pain and suffering that's being experienced there. To open your heart to extend your heart with the intention, the wish to alleviate the pain, to take it in, to not be afraid of it, to receive it into that great heart of which we are a part. Breathing out love and compassion, friendship, light. Perhaps animals in the world that you feel a particular closeness to that are being endangered. Elephants, lions, polar bears, whales. Perhaps there are places on the earth that you feel a kinship to. Maybe the oceans, the coral reefs, the forests, the the tropical rainforests, the lakes, the mountaintops, the air. Breathing in your love for Gaia, for Mother Earth, and for places where she is suffering. A different kind of suffering, perhaps, but connected to us. Extending our hearts to attune to the mystery of how does a forest suffer? How does an ocean suffer? And practicing for the next few minutes in silence, either continuing the Tonglen practice or just simply feeling the breath in the heart, feeling the breath in the body. Metta karuna mudita upekkha. 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 Metta karuna mudita.
Metta karuna mudita upekkha. metta upekka, metta karuna mudita 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 upekka.